They say give someone a fish and they'll eat for a day, but teach them to fish and they'll eat for a lifetime. At BMS World Mission, we begin by listening, because true partnership isn't teaching what's already known, it's nurturing what's already there. We work with local communities to build on their knowledge, whether it's fishing, farming, or something else entirely. And through the Global Church, we share Jesus and offer practical help to create a lasting legacy.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 8, verses 19 and 20. Then one of the teachers of religious law said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." But Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens to live in and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place even to lay his head." I've heard some speakers talk about the Christian life as if it was a life of peace and happiness characterized by sunshine and blue skies. Jesus never spoke about it in that way. If anything, he went to the opposite extreme. He spoke about the huge costs and demands of being one of his followers. In this encounter, he is particularly blunt. You might have thought that Jesus would have responded to this teacher by saying how delighted he was that he was so committed to following him, but no. He launched into a description of his own vulnerability. Even though he was the Son of Man, he had no secure home. Later on, when a man asked if he could bury his father before following Jesus, he was told to leave the dead to bury their dead. It was all very blunt language. I'm absolutely clear that following Jesus is the very best life that can be imagined. In John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus contrasted his role as the good shepherd with that of a thief. Jesus said, "The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life." The whole purpose of Jesus' life and ministry was to open up the way to a relationship with his Father that would enable men and women to experience God's love, peace, and joy. But the relationship would be marked by suffering for his followers, just as it was for Jesus himself. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the German pastor, bravely spoke out against the Nazi regime and was murdered at their hands just before the end of the Second World War. He said this, "When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die." Bonhoeffer's own testimony was exactly that. He was willing to put his own life at risk in order to be faithful to his Lord. He bravely opposed the Nazi regime at a time when most church leaders chose to lie low and stay quiet. Wonderful as it undoubtedly is, following Jesus will always be costly. So let me ask you a question. How do you respond to the costliness of following Jesus? Now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, help me to follow you with conviction and strength, whatever the cost. Well, thanks for joining me today. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or, of course, you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. May God bless you today.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.